I always wanted that.
Man, look, it comes down to shit. I'm never going to
even at sit down restaurants. I already know. If I go to Red Lobster, my wife already know I went to Calamari. She already know. If we go, like, say, IHOP, I want steak and eggs. 9 times out of 10, that's what I want. Going out to breakfast, I'm still going with steak and eggs. It really don't matter. That's my meal.
See, my whole thing is with sit down restaurants, don't put the menu down. That's when you gotta order. That's when whenever the waitress or waiter see you put the menu down, they shoot to your table, right? As soon as you put it down, know what you want. Don't do the I hate it when they get there. Can you give me 2 more minutes? Cause you never gonna see that motherfucker again. That can you give me 2 more minutes? Mean they on break.
I'll tip nobody at all, so it really don't matter to me. You can come back if you want to. Take as long as you want. That's just more reason why I'm not gonna tip you.
I already
wasn't gonna tip you in the beginning. Now I have even more reason why I'm not gonna do it.
You know what? After hanging out with your ass at fucking Hooters, I have to over tip motherfuckers to compensate for your ass.
You ain't have to do shit.
I feel as though.
You ain't have to tip them.
I wouldn't
leave it no tip.
I know we jumped into this ADD territory, but shit, the day we went to Hooters.
I remember, we went to Hooters.
And you told the woman straight up, in mid-order.
Oh, I'm not going
to. This shit comes up to $26.85. You are getting $26.85.
I had a nickel.
And this woman, and I know that like look she was giving us, like, damn it, I'm working on tips. This is all I got. She had, there's something cracky that happened in her past. Somebody was on crack. She may be on crack. There's a cracky backstory to this bitch.
Cracky.
There's a cracky backstory. It's somebody's on some shit. And she just, and Brandon did not move from the $26.85. I'm looking at her like,
when he said it, he should. She
my wife will tell you, I've told waitresses in front. I'm not. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
this
not
is after the order. He did the math of tax versus whatever he ordered, and it came up to about $26.85.
I've told waitresses in the beginning, I'm not going to do it.
And then he just looked at her.
So if my wife don't have change in her purse, I'm not going to do it.
I have never been guilty in a tip until hanging with this motherfucker. Because she kept all her attention.
I guess it would have been better if he would have just not left a tip and just left. And
yes!
Instead of announcing it.
Now, see, I think that is kind of dishonest.
I had to. That's bullshit, dog.
I understand what you're
I think that's dishonest. I want you to listen. Because, like, you can say.
Now, I got this behind the music backstory, bitch. But just talking to me.
Because I believe, like, hey, man, I thought I was going to get a tip. I don't want you walking up to me with dreams and hopes. I'm telling you right, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Like,